If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yep, thank you. Let's begin with this from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
We literally have the sickest population in the world.
And I'm sure you've heard about his campaign to make America healthy again, MAHA, and he has zeroed in on what he considers a main problem, ultra-processed foods. And what are they?
Well, it depends who you ask.
Well, I'll be asking her after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com.
My name is Helena Bottomiller-Evich. I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of Food Fix, which is a newsletter about food policy.
She's been writing about food for more than 15 years and says RFK Jr. and MAHA have changed the conversation.
So what we're seeing is a real, I call it a vibe shift. We're seeing a lot of messaging to the public negative against ultra-processed foods. We're also expecting that the dietary guidelines, the updated guidelines that are coming out this fall, we're expecting them to tell Americans to consume less ultra-processed foods.
Okay, but back to my earlier question, what are ultra-processed foods?
The U.S. government is trying to come up with a definition for ultra-processed food. Right now, when people use that term, they're usually referring to industrially made foods that include a lot of ingredients that you wouldn't necessarily find in your kitchen, like think emulsifiers or modified starches or protein isolates, kind of those things that you see on the ingredient list that you could not come up with yourself.
Ingredients in food and snacks we enjoy every day. Chips, sodas, packaged bread.
There's a lot of research that shows the higher consumption of ultra-processed foods that associates with a whole bunch of poor health outcomes.
Like diabetes and heart disease. But the outcome of a crackdown by the government? Oh, there are thousands of jobs and billions of dollars at stake just in Illinois.
That's why everyone's watching this so closely. They're trying to figure out, like, what is the government going to do? How can we prepare for it?
Helena Bottomiller-Evich, she writes about food.
You can go to foodfix.co and you can get on my email list. I have a weekly newsletter. I have lots of food policy insiders and industry people and also a lot of consumers.
On the food calendar, oh my, I hope this is not included in RFK Jr.'s crackdown. It's National Cheesecake Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.